Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest episode of the Quick Blog podcast. A big show today with the start of the Sheffield Shield season, the Women's World Cup on in the UAE, and a crazy, crazy test match in Multan, which we'll talk about first, I think, what's going on over there in Pakistan. But first, I introduce my co-host, Nash, India fan. And we're getting closer to that Border Gavaska trophy, mate. Getting excited.
Yes, we are. But let's not forget India, New Zealand first from next week, Wednesday, 16th of October.
3-0.
Yes, I'm hoping 3-0. But let's not forget New Zealand surprised us on their last tour with the win. So
A draw. No, Williamson in the first test, I think.
That's
a bit low. So
India
could be too strong.
Absolutely. But one thing I know for sure is there won't be any 800s or 550s or absolute belter roads of pitches.
Oh, where do we start?
Mate.
It's this test match from Pakistan. We've seen it all before, but not to this extent. Like we've seen in the last couple of test matches when they lost to Bangladesh, they collapsed in the third innings. But this one takes the cake. I mean, they find ways to embarrass themselves and go on an even lower level, I'm finding at this stage.
Look, I think the thing is, it's not just now, the case is not just about whether this team is good or not. Where my question is, there's something bigger and deeper going on in the background of the entire team, the team management, the board, because we know the team is talented. Let's like, they might not be as talented as an Indian team or an Australian team, but they can play. They are not that poor that they will just lose.
I agree with you. There's some quality
on
there.
The go. Like they have shown, like Shaan Masood played brilliantly in the first innings. And it's just funny now because I don't want both the team. I don't want either team to win.
Can
to
both
be honest,
teams
like
lose
I said.
Or what?
and one thing you said on the while we were chatting, which I still do think I disagree with, is you thought England will win on day two.
I said it to people on Twitter.
But when I was watching yesterday, and I said, you know, it was the fourth day, England was scored 800. I'm like, come on, surely when this is too difficult for even Pakistan to lose.
No.
But again, I'm being proven wrong. And that's the thing, like that this is peak Pakistan performance. You know,
this is beyond peak. This is above
this
Mount
is
Everest.
Beyond,
this
I don't
is,
know.
This is something else.
I don't know
else.
Where to go from here.
They've
I don't
reached
know
Mount
what
Everest in terms of peak performance this year, USA and 2-0 at home to Bangladesh. This is just another level. 800 at home. That's crazy.
Not just that, the team scored 800 and the first ball of the third innings, the guy got bowled. First ball of the innings, the guy got bowled. I mean, and they're six down for 150. They were like six down for like what?
80. They were 80.
80. Yeah. They were five down for 59. And it just
gone
downhill.
It didn't surprise me, Nash, because I've seen this before. And there's a psychological and fitness problem in Pakistan cricket. Gary Kirsten.
Oh, massive. Massive.
Gary Kirsten pinpointed that in his report after the T20 World Cup debacle. He said fitness is a big problem for Pakistan. And you can see psychologically as well that they go into a test match not wanting to lose. That's why they produce these pitches. That's why they play that style of cricket that they do. But then the blowtorch is applied later in the test match. They don't have the fitness or the mental capacity to deal with it. That's why they're collapsing in the third innings.
Yep. The thing is,
you
sorry,
go.
I'll just jump in quickly here because what I think is, like I said earlier, the team is talented, but the board and the team management and the batters themselves and the players themselves think that, you know, and I believe as well, this team is not that talented to, let's say, for example, play on a really spicy fast bowlers pitch like we get maybe at Perth or South Africa, or not able to play real swinging conditions like England, or really if there's a rank turner, like as you know, if it turns square in the next test match, I don't know if this team is equipped to handle that as well. Having said that, we have seen some good performances in the past from these players, these exact players, but the key is consistency at the test level. They are not putting in the performances again and again, again and again. And the pressure that has been put on Babar Azam, saying he's the next, he's equal to Virat Kohli. He's not even equal to Ravindra Jadeja at the moment. He's not even, and this is an insult to Jadeja, I know.
Oh
He's
my
not even,
goodness, you're
I
going
mean,
in.
he's
You're going
absolutely, I mean,
in.
he was touted as this massive Messiah of Pakistan cricket. And to be fair, he's people, you know, tried to slide him into the Fab Four by making it the Fab Five and whatnot. And King, he's not at that level. He's not at that level by any means. He's nowhere near any of the Fab Four cricketers. I mean, Steve Smith had an average of 60, for crying out loud. And Joe Root has smashed records in the last 4 years.
He hadn't done enough to be in that conversation.
Absolutely not.
No.
He shouldn't be anywhere near. He hasn't, and his the way he got out yesterday in the second innings,
We've seen that all too often.
it's not a matter of bad form anymore. It's just about his skill level, tackling that sort of bowling, because it's a straight ball. The pitch has
That's
literally
exactly
nothing
right.
in it.
It is a straight ball that he squared up to and nicked off. I mean, he's made that ball look a lot better than what it was. It's a ball in the channel that really you shouldn't be opened up like that. And we've seen that too often with him. I'm thinking, is he working hard enough on his game? I don't want to question his work ethic, but what's happening? Where's the coaching? What's going on? Why is he continuing to get out in that similar sort of fashion, squaring up and nicking off?
Maybe it's I don't know what it is, but I'm guessing it's the arrogance and the cockiness, sort of saying that, oh, I've been put on this pedestal and
Oh, I don't
you
know
know,
if we can say that about
probably,
him personally. Maybe some of his supporters put him on that pedestal, no doubt. But does he buy into that? I don't know.
I mean, it has to affect him at some stage,
Maybe.
and it has to affect him, like being compared to the actual greats of the game. It has to affect a player when A, he's not good enough, and B, he's just what, no 50s in what now, 20
Oh,
innings,
it's been
25
a long
innings?
time. And he plays on some magnificent batting pitches as well. Like,
I mean,
this
come
is,
on.
you got to deliver more than that. Yeah, look, to me, it was he, for a while there, he was doing well in ODI cricket, in bilaterals against often the time not full strength opponents, you know. But then when it came to World Cups, when the spotlight was on, he hasn't really delivered in a World Cup for quite some time as well. And Test cricket, we know what's going on. Maybe it's the spotlight's been on him now. He's not under the radar anymore,
I
and
mean,
he's
we know the
likely.
captaincy wasn't the issue.
No, and it
I mean,
never
he's no
was.
longer the
And
captain, so.
they want to change coaches time and time again and change chairman. It stems down to their culture. They go into games avoiding defeat, thinking about not losing first. They're not an aggressive thinking team. And the
And
problem's got to be
there's.
on Bubba. I know we're focusing on Bubba here, but the problem's got to be on them. I mean, England, what we were talking on WhatsApp a couple of days ago, they were 200, 250 behind England, and you got Pakistan bowling filth down the leg side,
Oh.
setting fields in the deep. That is your attitude problem. You have given up. It's a
Yeah,
flat pitch.
absolutely. I mean,
It's a flat
that
pitch,
was
and it's
just
tough.
mind-bogglingly annoying,
It's a flat
frustrating.
pitch, and it's tough. But what would really, really get me angry as a Pakistan fan is my team just gave up. They stopped trying to take wickets and tried to just limit the damage and just let Harry Brook and Joe Root have their way and see if they can make a mistake. England went on and scored 800 plus.
Look,
It's wild, man.
I'll admit, I was laughing. It was funny as an Indian and Australian fan. It was funny because
It was anti-test cricket. But
it was.
I
But the
call them
thing is,
anti-test cricket.
I really hope this brings all those fans and fanatics back to the ground, and in reality, saying this team is just not good enough, and there needs to be a bigger change somewhere in the management and in the psyche of everyone involved in Pakistan cricket. But as long as it's not I'm enjoying. That's fine. But
Yeah.
also, I wanted to mention with Babar Azam, I don't see any respite coming in the next few months because, one, maybe there is when they play Zimbabwe again, but there is
You're bad. You're a bad
the next
man.
tour is the next tour is Australia in Australia,
is. Yes.
white ball.
Yep.
Then after that, they play, I think, Zimbabwe for three ODIs and three T20s. Maybe
Correct.
he'll
Then South
score
Africa away, I
10.
think.
Yeah, and there's test matches in South Africa, so that's it, when you stick to red ball cricket, there's no respite for Pakistan. But
No, there isn't. I
maybe
think they've
with
got
white ball,
West Indies at home after that. But
yes.
then they've
But
got Shamar Joseph
maybe
and these
white
guys.
ball, they'll smash Zimbabwe. Babar will score 200, 250, and then he'll be back in the conversation.
Oh, you're a bad man. You got me.
I mean, that's how it goes, isn't it?
Yeah. I did read yesterday the cycle of Baba scores well
I
here and
can't.
then.
Yeah, I mean, now that the flip side is, I'll also target England a bit here because now that England is winning, there's no conversations about how these type of pitches is killing cricket.
Well, it is.
Whereas
It still is.
this is what's killing cricket. Not the look, I know
What's
you may have different thoughts.
killing cricket? What is it? They're
Like
differing.
how England experts and fans say when India sort of prepares a pitch which turns on day two or day one, they say, oh, this is killing cricket, this is not
Oh yeah.
enjoyable for anyone. This is not actually enjoyable for anyone. Yes,
Yeah.
your batters may score 300, 200, but this is not enjoyable. Like you said, looking where Pakistan was bowling, that's just bullshit cricket. That's
Yeah,
not
it is bullshit
that's not
cricket.
enjoyable for anyone.
It is bullshit cricket. And to be fair, look, Kevin Peterson and Vaughan called out this flat pitch, even when England were doing well. But I think what was a testament to Root and Brook is just their fitness levels, because it's very hot there and you're batting 2 days and you're running a lot between the wickets and you kept going. I mean, that third day, I'd never seen Joe Root's face so red after he reached his 100. It was as red as a tomato. And Pakistan continued to bowl leg side to him when he can barely get his bat off the ground in his stance. He was that exhausted. So maybe try get one of your fast bowlers back on and try full and straight and see what happens. Just try a few different things, a silly mid off or a silly mid on or a couple of short covers or short mid wickets. None of that. They completely put the cue in the rack and said, hopefully you make a mistake and we can get some wickets that way. England didn't. And they piled on 820. 820 at
Absolutely.
home. You conceded 820 at home.
And Pakistan fans have no excuses because supposedly two of their best ever bowlers were playing, Shaheen Shah Afridi and Naseem Shah.
What's happened
I
to
don't know what
Shaheen
happened.
Shah
Shaheen
Afridi,
Shah
man?
Afridi was supposed to be miles clear of Jasprit Bumrah, according to the Pakistan
It was
fans.
never
But
close to it, man. And the thing
I mean,
is, what's happened to him is he's not hitting 130s. He's lost all
yeah,
his pace
exactly.
and his swing and his. And I was saying that to you before. Like, another big problem in Pakistan cricket is they've got these players that burst onto the scene, but they stagnate. I think we've mentioned this a few times before. They don't
Yes.
improve, they don't get better, they don't evolve. There's something wrong with the developmental side of things as well.
Well, there's a lot wrong.
Beyond Babar, there's big problems. Some of the shots from their top order yesterday, Shaan Masood, horrible innings. That's a sign of a guy that's had his brain fried after conceding 800. Same Ayoub, don't know what he was doing. It's not good enough. That
It's
was so
absolutely
close
not good enough.
yesterday. That partnership saved them from losing by an innings before the end of the fourth day after scoring 556 in the
550.
first innings. They nearly lost by an innings before day five. Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
After the first two innings, went for 1300 runs, more than 1300.
I can't believe it. It's just,
I mean,
you can't write this. You can't write this. Something's got to change, and it starts from the top. I tweeted that if this is not going to be the wake-up call that Pakistan need, nothing's going to wake them up.
no, I don't think
Anyway,
anything's going to wake them up, but yeah.
so they enter day 515 behind still. I think they've only got 3 wickets in hand because Abrar Ahmed's been in hospital
Oh,
with the fever
yes.
and sickness. So we wish him well, but yeah, it's not looking good for Pakistan at
I
all. And
mean, it's better he stays out.
for him, We wish him the best. I hope he's all right.
Yeah, we do, but I mean
Better for him that he's not involved in the cricket, I
it's so
suppose.
it must be a blessing in disguise.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll see what happens with that. Expect England to get away with an innings win there, which will be a record, a world record. First ever innings loss for anyone in history to score over 500 and lose by an innings. So
Yes.
it'll be very interesting indeed.
I mean,
On
Pakistan
to.
always wanted to beat records. There they
Yeah, well,
are.
they're breaking records, all right? Oh, man, unbelievable. On to the Women's T20 World Cup. So India have recovered after their first game demolition at the hands of New Zealand.
That
Interesting group,
game
eh? Both games
is
are
going to
interesting.
hurt a lot.
It could hurt, eh? Yeah, because what New Zealand have got, Sri Lanka and Pakistan left, and they're 2 points behind India at the moment.
I
Yeah.
mean, the thing is, the positive that I could see from looking at the table is Pakistan have got Australia and New Zealand, so they
Yes.
good chance they will lose
They've
both.
lost their captain, unfortunately, as well. Captain
Exactly.
Sarna's.
So, and the thing is, New Zealand have got Sri Lanka and Pakistan. So if Sri Lanka, it's a hard bargain, but if Sri Lanka put on a fight against New Zealand, then I could see India
That's what India needs.
getting in.
Or they need to beat it, and they need to beat Australia. They need to beat Australia. Yeah,
I
you
mean,
gotta
well,
step.
yeah. India need have to beat Australia. That's a given, but because New Zealand could also reach 6 points if they
Correct.
win both their games, that could really
Correct.
put every India in a tricky situation.
Yes. And India as well with that net run rate. I thought against Pakistan, they probably they were very, very lackadaisical in that chase. It was only just over 100 odd, but they got it with what, a couple of overs to spare. And yeah, they got the net run rate boost against Sri Lanka, but I think they needed a bit more against Pakistan when they had the chance. But yeah, they need a big performance against Australia. And Australia, man, they're on fire. Long may this domination continue. Megan Shute, just ageless. Megan Shute,
I
3 for 12,
mean,
3 for 3.
to be honest,
Fantastic.
I sometimes don't see the point of having the group games. Just
How
exclude
beautiful,
Australia
how
from that.
beautiful is it from an Aussie perspective to hear this from a rival fan? This is what I've been longing for since the men's team dominated 20 years ago.
I mean,
Long may
that's
it
what it
continue.
is.
Long may it
That's what it
continue.
is. That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like
Don't stop.
the other countries have sort of tried catching up, and they're getting close, but
Yes.
I mean Australia is just far ahead, so far ahead.
They are. But you never know what could happen in the back end of the tournament. Tied pitches, who knows?
I mean we know what can happen. We know what's going to happen, but
Hopefully. I'm just trying to give people hope, you know? Yeah. Group
I
B.
don't see look I hope I'm wrong, but I don't see Australia losing any game in this World Cup, to be
Ah, the
honest.
jinx. I see what you're trying to do. I'm familiar with
It's
your
not
game.
I'm not the jinx one, you are the jinx one, but
True.
well, you're the Arsenal fan. I'm not.
Hey, whoa. Personal shot
sorry
here.
sorry for the drive by, but yeah, I mean I don't see Australia. How could Australia and who could Australia lose to?
The
That's the
depth. It's
question.
the depth that's so good. They could be in trouble, but they got so many players that just fit in. They bat right down the order. They got a lot of bowling options. You can have one or two bowlers have an off day, but then you got so many other options you can turn to, your Annabelle Sutherlands and these players who slot in and do a good job. That it's a great luxury to have. And shout out to Beth Mooney, an incredibly consistent player there at the top. They're looking good, the Aussies, and hopefully they go and win this World Cup. But Group B, there's a couple of teams there that could cause problems. I mean, that's an interesting group as well. West Indies, they played three games. They're top on 4 points with a net run rate of 1.708. Who have they got left?
West Indies have got England left.
What a game. What a game that is.
England, if England win against Scotland,
Which they will, you assume.
yeah, I mean that will put them at the top, and then the it'll be a knockout between West Indies and South Africa, because South Africa have got Bangladesh and West Indies have got England, so
Yes, you're right.
we could see South Africa winning, and it could get really interesting between England and West Indies, so. It's going to be an interesting group.
I think you're right. I think it'll be a knockout. Yeah, it'll be a knockout between West Indies and England, and South Africa got to do their work against Bangladesh, which you'd think they should do. But
Yes.
yeah, and that will make things interesting in the semi-finals as pitches tire out. If you can get a score on the board batting first, you're in the business. The chasing won't be easy, even though, the UAE is known for chasing, as we've seen in the past. On pitches that are on the slower side, you could have some joy. You could have some joy. So look forward to these games, Australia and India, this weekend. Australia play tonight, 1 a.m. against Pakistan, which you expect Australia to do the business in that one. Now on to Australian cricket as well here locally. The Sheffield Shield started this week, man. And terrible news about Cameron Green.
Yes.
It's feared that he's got a pretty serious stress fracture in his back. This is what we feared that we might be after banging the ball in time and time again in England in an ODI series. That, look, it's always nice to beat England, but everyone's going to forget about that series after it's done. So it's
So
bloody annoying that
my
he's out.
question, yeah,
Yeah.
and staying on Cameron Green, my question to you is now, let's say we put Cameron Green out of the picture. What's going to happen with the batting lineup and
Do you know that
who
meme
comes
with
in?
all the mathematical equations and the person's looking
Yeah.
confused? That's me right now.
But I'm thinking, do Australia go, because they have Mitchell Marsh, they'll play Mitchell Marsh, but do then Australia go down the path of getting a specialist batter in, or do they
I'd
look
prefer they do
replace
that.
Cameron Green like for like with an all-rounder?
You're thinking like someone like Aaron Hardy or
Even Michael Nezha. I
Michael
mean,
Nezha,
he's
yeah.
got good average. He may not be as brilliant as
Oh, that's a
Cameron
good
Green, but
shout.
he's got good batting average of 35, 34. He's a good bowler. I mean,
So
he's
you
a
bump
great
up
bowler.
Carey to say six.
Yes.
Issa at seven.
Yep.
Cummins at eight.
Because
Stark.
it wouldn't be exactly like for like
Who
replacement,
opens?
but it would be pretty close. It
Who
would be pretty
opens?
close.
Smith or Travis Head?
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, is then what happens with the
That's the
opening?
right. There's
Or
so many questions. There's
do
so many
they just go
questions.
with a specialist batter in the opening slot,
You might
put
do that.
Smith back at number four, and
Yes.
then that's sort of a safe play?
That's probably the safer play because you've got to go the safer, more high percentage play given the opposition you're up against.
Yep.
But who's that opener? Cameron
And
Bancroft has
also,
scored a pair. What a time
who
to
are
score a
the,
pair.
yeah, and who are the backup fast bowlers, because all three bowlers won't play all the five tests. So who are the
Yes.
backup
So
bowlers?
Scott Boland will probably be a backup.
Yeah.
Nisa, I think, will be a backup. The problem is with Lance Morris and Jai Richardson, they're just back from injury. That's an issue. Who else could be backup? Just trying to
Do you
think off the
think
top
you
of
could
my
see
head
an
here.
outsider like Cameron Gannon picked up a fifer recently
Yeah, he plays. He's had a
in this
very good
game?
game. He hit a 50 as well down the order
Yep.
for Western Australia. Possibly, you've got to look at who's available, who's fit. You've got to look at what happens in the next few rounds of the Shield as well. But yeah, because you're right, they won't play all five tests, I don't think. But Michael Nisa, I think, could be a very important squad member in this thing. There's so many questions for Australia, and it concerns me. There's so many questions for us now heading into this massive series.
And look, from an Indian point of view, there's some worries about Mohammad Shami as well. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm really, really looking forward and hoping that Shami will play. I
They
mean,
reckon he'll play maybe against New Zealand. That's what I heard.
to watch Shami, Bumrah, Siraj, Ashwin and Jadeja do their thing in Australia would be a thing of beauty.
Yes, yeah,
And
that'll
I
be
mean,
tough for him.
just from a cricketing point of view, that series is going to be just peak of cricketing ability from all
Be
corners,
beautiful to
and
watch,
from,
eh?
yeah, I mean, from the batting, it'll be hard work for both sides. You got Marnus, you got Steve Smith, you got Travis Head in the life, form of his life, and then you got great bowlers like Ashwin and Bumrah and Jadeja. So. And on the other side, you got Rohit Sharma, who's trying to, who is the opener, and you got
The
Yashasvi
legacy, the
Jaiswal,
legacy.
who's, I mean, you got Jaiswal and you got
Yeah,
Kohli,
it's
and
good.
it's
It's
just going
good.
to be Brilliant
It's
with
going to be
Rishabh Pant
cracking.
returning as well.
Yeah,
I'm
Rishabh
just
Pant.
excited. I'm just excited for the
I think India
series.
have a very good opportunity to win here again. I'm going to say it now. Just given the questions marks Australia got around the makeup of the team and the batting lineup, India have got a very good opportunity to win here. But we need a lot of runs from Marnus Smith in particular,
I
with
mean,
Usman.
we know how it is to win in Australia now. So, I mean,
Yeah, you're used to it now.
it's not a new thing.
Sick
It's
of
not
it,
a new
man.
thing.
I'm sick of this. We can't have it happen again. This is
It's not a new
crazy.
thing.
I can't handle it. Three times in a row would be nuts. It'd be wild. Not good. Yeah. So, anyway.
But look, if I have to call it early, I'll say it's going to be a draw 2-2 with a
I
draw
was
in
thinking that
Sydney,
as
like with
well,
the
2-2, but it's still too early to tell. We'll wait and see as the series gets closer. What's happening with different players? Because you talk about Australia needing to find an opener. It's been Marcus Harris's round. He hit 150. The talk of Sam Constance coming in is too early. Come on, people. I mean, he's had.
It's
Come on, guys. He looks a very good talent, but you're going to throw him in against Bumrah, Siraj, and Co. Come on. Don't do it to the kid.
I mean, I'd be surprised if Marcus Harris could handle them, so let alone
That's right. You know,
someone on
you got doubts about Bancroft, Renshaw, Harris. These experienced players
what
handling
about
it.
someone like a Jordan Silk who has
To open
done a
or to come in the middle?
I mean, could come in the middle and Smith could stay as
I
an
mean, if there's
opener,
a guy who
but
deserves to come in the middle, it's Bo Webster for me. What he's
yeah,
done the last year
fair
and a
enough.
bit,
Fair
crazy,
enough.
crazy numbers. Bat and ball, incredibly. Does bowl seam up as well as off spin. But yeah, I think you got to go a specialist opener. I think you have to go a specialist opener. Keep Smith and Travis Head. I think Smith and Head at 4 and 5 is an important strength for Australia in this series. Don't weaken that position to try strengthen another position, but you probably weaken that as well by putting
Sorry,
either
I'm
one of them
laughing
as
because I
opener.
could just if I'm laughing because come 22nd of November,
Travis
the
Head hitting
first
another
test.
100.
No, not even that. If Steve Smith opens and gets out early, I could just imagine your frustration
Yeah.
and
Sorry, my
that
language, but yeah.
annoying reaction that
Oh.
you'll have on your face. I mean,
Yep, you're imagining it. Anyway,
oh,
I don't
you
think
have
he'll
said it so
open.
many times that Steve Smith shouldn't open, but I mean,
No,
if it happens, it's going to be funny.
it's not. But if I don't laugh, I'll cry, I suppose. But I don't think he will open. That's
Hey,
the
Arsenal fan again. There you go.
Look, we are title favorites, believe it or not.
Well, maybe you've
So
been
there will
title
be
favorites
tears.
for like a few years now.
So there will be tears at the end. But Steve Smith, I'm hearing he won't open. I'm here. That's the word. He won't open. You got to figure out who's going to open after a few rounds of the Shield. You got to see what's happening. You need Bancroft hopefully to score some runs. What a time to get a pair from him. Renshaw, the failure in the first innings for him. Sam Whiteman is here. Smoky Sam Whiteman. That's a
I mean,
Smoky. He hit 100 in the Sheffield Shield final last year. Started off this season with 100 as well. I don't know.
there's a few people ahead in the line before him.
Agree.
I mean, if even if Bancroft comes turns out with a couple of hundred in the next couple of games, I think he would be in.
Yeah, it depends what happens the next few rounds, but yeah, could be Marcus Harris. Could be Marcus Harris if he keeps churning out the runs.
Oh,
But the
if it's
junction
Marcus
rope,
Harris, I'll be
yeah,
happy
I
if it's
think
Marcus
we've
Harris.
seen that story before, haven't we? And you know, he's
We've
probably
seen Shami and Bumrah bowl to left-handers, and even Warner struggled. So yeah.
yeah, agree. So big questions for Australia, man. Huge questions. To lose Green, that's a big blow because we miss out on his bowling. Don't forget that Mitch Marsh hasn't done much bowling lately as well. He's not been bowling. And then we're going to need overs out of him in the series. How effective is he going to be? India are going to target Lyon and they're going to target Marsh because they wanted to drive Hazelwood, Stark, and Cummins into the turf. That's going to be a big tactic from India, I feel. They're not going to let Lyon settle.
And look, the hard part for India would be missing Pujara. He
That's the
was
thing as well. That's a big
the
thing for India.
orchestrator of those two wins in the last
Yes.
two series.
Yep.
He did what you said. He literally drove those three bowlers into the ground.
Yes, and did a lot of work, got line bowling a lot of
We
overs as
don't
well
have
too.
anyone like that at the
That's
moment.
the thing. That's the thing that India might miss this time around. If I had to, point out a possible weakness, is you don't have Pujara holding up an end and driving the Australian bowlers into the turf like he did the last two tours. And that freed up Rishabh Pant, freed up all the other guys to do their thing. So yeah, be interesting to see who is going to be that guy who bats long for India this time around.
It'll be fun.
Promises to be fascinating. South in terms of the action itself, South Australia, Alex Carey, his form is a big positive. He's got 100 after
Yeah,
hitting the
just got
fifth
a
in
hundred.
the first innings. I'm happy McSweeney has scored 250s in this game. He's in 71 not out at the moment. He's a player I earmarked at the start of the season. He's got to have a big season. He could be in the test side in a couple of years. He's got the game for it. He's got the technique. He reminds me of Marnus, quite similar technically, but this guy plays the ball late and very sound defensively. Good player. Should be averaging more than mid-30s in first-class cricket.
And
Victoria, Tasmania,
there's going to be
draw.
definitely a couple of spots open that open up in the next couple of years.
Yes, and McSweeney's a player I think could be the one that takes a spot there. Very technically sound. Victoria and Tasmania, that's heading to a ball draw, a junction oval. WA heading in, well, started day four. They lead by 261 runs with 7 wickets in hand. Mitch Marsh is 84 not out. So good to see Marsh in the runs today. So anyway, we'll see what
All
happens over the
right.
next few weeks. And
Yeah,
we'll see what
we'll
happens
be
today
here.
with Pakistan, innings
No,
defeat.
we know what's going to happen, but yeah, we'll be here.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway. Thanks, Nash. Thanks to all
Thank
the
you.
viewers and the listeners. You can catch us on Quick Blog Pod on Instagram and X, where we post reels out of our podcast. And you can catch the full episodes on Quick Blog TV on YouTube and also wherever you get your audio podcasts as well. So we've got the audio and the video online. Thanks, Nash.
Thank you.